Weiter in Shas, we are in Chul, in Daf Kof, hey, pick it up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines down, middle of the line, says the Gemara, Gufa. Amar Rav Zera, en kinuach hapeh ela bapas. The only way to do kinuach hapeh, that is to wipe out the mouth, has to be done with bread. V'hani midi b'dechita, it's got to be wheat bread. But it can't be with barley bread. It says Rashi, m'pneishim espar, b'tuch hapeh, it just breaks up into pieces. V'enu nikso yachad, k'loso kishah. Loso v'gachinu m'kanech. It just breaks up all the places, it doesn't really clean well. It's got to be that it's cold. It can't be hot. Also goes and it sticks to the palate and it doesn't clean the mouth. And the cheese stuff that's there. The hot wheat bread becomes soft and sticky. Therefore, just attaches to the mouth. That's only talking about where? When it is soft. When it's hard bread, then it's not going to work. Well, she says, Kashi osemidai, v'gam hum espar b'tuch hapeh, k'shil sarim, just like sarim. It's like barley. V'hilchasa bechol midei v'kinuach. Nah, with anything, it's going to be kinuach. Except levan mikimcha tami v'yarka. Except for flour, dates, and vegetables. Rashi says, rakin heim, they are rakin, they're rakin. They are rakin. The problem with the rakin is that it's too soft. Therefore, it ain't going to work. How much time should you wait between meat and milk? Rashi says, "Mashmash alcha basav rotzalech l'gvina." It's mashmash that the person ate meat and he wants to eat milk. Amar leh, he said, "Velo klum." You don't have to wait at all. Ain't he? You don't wait at all. You have meat. You want a milk. You have a nice steak. You want to have a milkshake. You right away. Amar av chista alcha basav rotzalech l'gvina. If you ate meat, you can't have milk. Rashi says, "Mishum the basav motzi shuman." It brings out fat. For who nicked back prepared to tax it to the mouth of marich b'taimo. And the taste stays over there. The Rambam says because the stuff gets stuck between your teeth. But if you have gvina, then you can have basar. Says the Gemara, Ella, kama yisha ben gvina l'basar. The question was how much you have to wait from once you have cheese until you have meat. The opposite. I'm a little cool, so he said nothing. Gufa. Amrev chesta, achal basar, asalechal gvina. If you hate meat, it's asar to have cheese. Yeah. Gvina mutter lechal basar. But if you had gvina, if you have cheese, then it's mutter to have meat. Amalei Rav Acha, by Yosef, Rav Chista, Basar, Shabbina, Shinai, Ma. What happens? You have meat stuck between your teeth. Rashi says, Mi chashev basar, shelo lechol gvina yima, ad shidlana. Is that considered basar still? It's stuck in your teeth a couple hours later, whatever it is. Or is it nothing? It's batel, it's donskis. Kari Lei and Rav Chista brought a pasuk on that. Habasar odena b'dishinayim. The meat was still between the teeth, meaning that the meat stuck between teeth is still called meat, and therefore it is a problem. Rashi says, Amma Mikri Basar is still called meat. Story time. Amar Avok. Ana laha milsa chala bar chamer l'gabi abba. I, in reference to this idea, I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, like compared to my father. Rashi says, the davar zeh, and the gerua me'avi kechomitz ben yayin, Chometz ben Yain. I'm like lacking to my father like a chometz to wine. Dil Abba ki ava achil bisa'idna. For my father, when he would eat meat, now let's say, lo ava achil gvina adlamachar ki ashti. He would wait 24 hours, so Ashti's maize lays to eat it, to eat the next one. His meat, he's waiting 24 hours. Vila na, but when it comes to me, I don't wait that long. I don't eat in that suda, so it's a chrita achina, but in another suda, I don't have a problem with eating it. I have one, I have the other, and another Sudan. In reference to this, I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father. My father would check his properties twice a day to make sure things would have to be taken care of. Rashi says, check his fields. What do they need? Water or something like that. I only check it one time. Shmuel goes according to his own logic. Why, what does Shmuel say? The Amar Shmuel, man desire nichse kol yoma, someone who checks his properties every day, mashkech astira, he'll find an astira. An astira is a type of coin. He's going to save himself from potential loss. Rashi says, motzi selim in pnei shemetaknam, b'chalotzarech, he'll fix everything needs to be fixed. Penny saved is a penny earned, and what's a lashon? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Abaye of a sire nichse kol yom yoma. Abaye would go and check his properties. He would check them out every single day. Yom echad pagah barisa the dari priska da ofe. One day he saw a sharecropper. He was carrying this bundle of wood. Rashi says masoy eitzim shoyagonvel. He was going to steal them. So Amalei Hani Lehecha. So Abai says to him, oh, where are you bringing these pieces of wood? Where exactly are you going, my friend? Seemed a little shady. He could tell he was stealing it over there. So what he says, what's going on over here? So Amalei says, oh, Lebeimar, I'm bringing it to your house. I guess I'm bringing it to you. And like, yeah, nice try. Amalei Kfar Kadmucha Abanan. Their Abanan already preempted you by telling you you got to check your fields to make sure nobody's messing you over. Another story time. Avashi Avisir Nichse Kol Yom. Avashi would check his fields every day. Amar Hecha Ninu Kol Hani Yastire Demar Shmuel. He said, where all the Zastiras that Shmuel spoke about? Right? I never found any money over here. They said, you check your stuff, your money's going to be there. Yom Echad, one day, Chazat Zinor, the Bitka Ba'ari, one day he saw that when he was checking it out, that there was, in his land, there was a stream of water coming from a crack in this canal, the irrigation canal. It was flowing through a crack in the wall, and it was going to flood his whole field and ruin his field. Rashi says, "Amayim yotzen chutz l'gedusayin, ubayin lishtol pei yourself." It's going to ruin it. Derech Pesach she b'svas ama. It's like on the side of the water canal. Shaklei, what did he do? Shaklei glimei be karche osrei be gava. So he took his cloak, he rolled it up, and he put it into the crack to stop the stuff from pouring out. Ramakala. Then he started shouting, "Help! Help!" Rashi says, "Herim kol v'tzavach." He started yelling, and Asu Inche Sakura, people came and they stopped up the dam, this crack, and fixed it. Amarli says, Ashkachtinu Lakulu Istri Damar Shmuel. I found the full measure of, you know, all this money that he promised, because I would have lost a tremendous amount, and now I gained because of that. Amravi di Baravin, Amravi Yitzhak Barashion, Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do Mayim Rishonim. Rashi says, Lashmoa Divri Chachamim. It's a mitzvah, meaning you should listen to the chachamim. And we wash your hands before we have bread. V'achronim chovah. That's an obligation. Rashi says, adifah mitzvah. It's even more than mitzvah. L'kameh, on amad beis. Mefarish my chovsai. He was going to explain what the chovah is. Mei svei frak the gemara. Yeah. Mayim yishonim v'achronim chovah. He says, no, what are you talking about? The first one is only a mitzvah. It's actually a chovah. M'tzayishishos. But the middle one, Rashi says, notan bein tafshel tafshel ba'ama. You wash between the different courses. That's just a mitzvah. The Gemara mitzvah legabi rishus chova karile. Really, the first the Mayim Rishonim are not considered a chiyav, but they're just a mitzvah. But when speaking of water, that a mitzvah relative to the waters are just optional, aka the middle one being rishus, then they called it like a chova. But really, it's just a mitzvah. It's not a chiyav. There's a achronim rishus. Rashi mishum detani amtsoyim ba'adayu karlu rishonim chova dafa bishenim ala mitzvah chashuvos hein etzel rishus lekosim chova. That's what it's considered like. But the middle ones are rishos. The first ones you can pour over one's hands into a kli or onto the ground. Rashi said, "Mitachtein lekablam." Achronim ain't not on the kli. It's got to be done. Achronim has to be poured into a kli. You can't after you wash your hands. It's got to be the receptacle the water is going into afterwards. Got to be a cleave. Army law and some say ain't olten al gabikarka. They do not let a port onto the ground. My benayu, what's the difference? Let me keep benayu kinsa. The difference between wood chips. According to the first one, watching over wood chips is aser because wood chips are not a cleave. According to the second one, over wood chips would be mutter because it says you know it's not doing the karka. My mishal molten bin mechaim bin mitzon. It could be hot or cold water. Chonim ain't olten al mitzon. It's got to be cold water. The shachamim befafin as yadayim because it moisturizes the hands with the greasy stuff that are on the fingers over there. And the nastiness gets stuck into the actual food. Vein ma'virin as a zuma. It doesn't actually remove the greasy stuff that's on the fingers. It just softens it and it goes into the hands. By the way, little tip for washing dishes after Shabbos or every day is maybe don't use such hot water because it's not going to work as well. Okay, and maybe it will. Anyway, Mayim Rishonim Lotan Bei Mechaim Bei Mitzonim because either one of Rebisik Bar Yosef from Reb Yanei Lo Shonel L'Shein Hayad Beep Turn the Page Kuf Hei Amud Beis Lo Shonel L'Shein Yad So Let Us Bo. They taught that we can use hot water for Mayim Rishonim only if it wasn't Yad So Let Us Bo, like we're going to get burnt. You pull your hand away. Rashi says Nechuyos Nechavis Nechvis so let this man here will pull away the bottle of Vinishtanu Mitoris Mayim. Aval Yad, so let us spend the water so hot that your hands get burnt by it. Ain't ultimately not to do Mayim Rishonim from them. Some teach Rav Yannai's statement about this sefer. It's been only with cold water. You can't do with hot water. They only taught that it's also use hot water only when it's so hot that it's going to burn your hand. You're going to pull them away. But if it's not going to get burnt by it, then you're allowed to use that temperature. Michlal. Right, we say like hot water is burning water, and since the beginning of the Brisa, which says that you can use hot water for Mayim Rishonim, so the Michal comes out to Rishonim, Alpha Pisha Yatzaletis by Mutter, even if it's going to be boiling, you can go and you could use it. I'm sorry, Rishos, the middle waters which you said are Rishos. I'm of Nachman, Lo Shonar, being Tafshel Tafshel, so I'm talking about the different dishes that you're having. Right, between two dishes of the same type, both of meat or both of dairy, right, there's an Aval, being Tafshel Gvina. But if you're talking about between a meat dish and cheese, no, then it's no longer b'shus, then it's actually a chiev. Yeah, it's a cheese, he wants to have that meat. Why did they say that mayim achronim is a chova, is an obligation? Because of the Sodom salt that blinds the eyes. Very, very potent salt, and it can really harm somebody. Rashi says, "Va'amru chachamim al kol achilaska ochamelach." You shove salt there. V'kevin denaga b'melach ki hado yalev yadu. You're gonna touch it. You're gonna touch ayinayim. Samilu lefikach tzarich l'natan. It can blind the person. Therefore, you have to make sure that you wash your hands so that the person doesn't end up blind. Chalila. We certainly wouldn't want that to happen. Amar Abaye zokt the heilige Abaye. Mishtakach ki kurta bekoren. This salt is found only in concentration of 1 grain per kor of ordinary salt. Okay, frak the Gemara. Amar Rav Acha b'rid Rav Rav Ashi. Kol milchamai. If one measured salt, what's the din? Does he have to wash his hands just by measuring the salt, or is it only when you eat a meal? Right? Rashi says modad melach. You just measured it. So you have the salt over there. Maybe you have to go wash your hands. You have to go wash your hands after. Our lady said, "Lo mi bai." There's not a question. Somebody who hands the salt, of course you have to wash your hands. What are you talking about? When you're eating the food, maybe when you're touching the salt yourself, vada, for sure you have to go wash your hands. I used to think, the reason we don't wash our hands over the ground, that we said, is mishum zuma, because it's gross. It's going to be it's going to spoil, and it's going to smell bad, and it's just going to be disgusting. I was just by some grocery store in the back. Oh, nasty. Amar li mar, but Rabbi said to me, Mishum de shari ruach ra, you know, because there's ruach ra in it, and you want that hanging around over there, so you got to make sure you got to get rid of it. V'yomer Abaye, mirei shavamina, I used to think, haidel shakel midei mipsora, kinakadin ish kasa lemishtei, the reason one doesn't take anything from the table when another person at the table is drinking from his cup, Shema Yera Dover Kilkala Basuda. Maybe there's gonna be a bad thing, something's gonna happen at the meal, and he's gonna choke on the drink. Right? While he's drinking, he's gonna notice that things being taken from him. Maybe you want to take it himself, he's gonna get upset, and he's gonna start to choke. Therefore, don't take anything from the table when another person is sitting and drinking from his cup. Rashi says, Kshatam Shosa in Lokan Klum Milfana, from in front of him. Amri li mar, but then mar told me mishum de kachel ruach tsarda. No, it's because it can start a tsarda spirit, an evil spirit that causes the mind to be clouded and cloud the mind. Yeah, we don't want that. V'lor manela de shakir v'lo ma'ade, and this is only talking about when he takes it off the table, doesn't return it to the table. Aval mishka ba'aduri leislamba, but if he takes and he returns it, there's no problem. V'lor manela chutz la'arba amos, this is only talking about where the item was taken further for arba amos away from the table. Toch arba amos, less than was no problem at all. V'lor manela midi de tzarech l'suda, so it's talking about something that's needed for the suda. Amid de lo tzarech l'suda, there's no problem if it's something that's not needed for the actual se'uda. Says the Gemara, story time. Remember Rav Ashi, kapi da fila asisa ubuchna de tavli. Remember Rav Ashi was careful not to remove from the table even a mortar and a pestle for grinding the spices, midi de tzvich l'zudaso. And for this also, because this is also something which is needed, apparently, for the se'uda. The reason we gathered breadcrumbs from underneath the table, says Rashi, we go out and we sweep it up, Mishum menakirusa, because of cleanliness. Rashi says lenakar abayis nikar, it's going to be clean. Amalimar, master top, mishum dekashi leanisa leaniusa, because leaving crumbs on the floor is kashi, can cause a person to become poor. Story time, who gavad avi mahadir alei shara daaniusa. There was a person who the malach of poverty was trying to get him. Rashi says sar mamuna ala anius. He the poor angel was coming to try to get something. He was able to get him because he was very careful enough to this idea of leaving crumbs on the floor. One day he was eating bread over the grass and Amar Hashtavad enough to be like, okay, now for sure I'm going to get him. He's not going to be able to pick out all the crumbs from between the blades of the grass, and people are going to go and step on them. After he ate, he brought a shovel, a mara. He brought a mara as a shovel. And he uprooted the grass with the crumbs, and he threw it into the river. Shami de Kamar, he heard the malach saying, Vai de apke ahu gavro mi beise. Oh, he has forced me, he's forced that man, meaning himself, outside of his house, outside of the... out of his home, right? He sent me away. There's nothing I can do. Rashi says, "What's he? He's in Makom Nuchasi." The Amar Abayi, Reish Havamili, used to think, "Hide the Loshatzi Ufia." The reason people don't drink from the foam that comes on the top of drinks, and that's supposed to drink from that, is Mishom Meis Usa, because it's maos, it's gross, it's disgusting. Not nice behavior. Armin Limar, you shouldn't decoche the carsum. No, the problem is it causes a type of sickness. Rashi says, Riyu Naboy Minachotem, you have the stuff that comes from the nose. It's not good. You don't want this type of illness. Rachman Alitzlan. Mishti Akacha Lakarkas, drinking foam. Causes this type of stuff. Mindrach bekatcha lebeishi, blowing into it triggers a type of illness of the head. Midchi katcha leanusa, pushing it to the side, meaning this the foam, it causes her to be poor. Matakanti, what do you do? Lishake shakue, just let it sink into the beverage itself. Let it go away on its own. Just leave it. Hashem b'toch amashke, hashem chamelam, it goes on by itself. Lekarsam dechamra shechra. The antidote for someone who suffers of this type of sickness as a result of drinking the foam of the wine is to drink beer. The shecha maya, the antidote of one who suffers from this type of thing from drinking the foam of beer is drink water. The maya, less like takanta, but if you get the foam of water, I'm not sure exactly what that is, then there's no way of fixing it. Fahina dami inches, what people say, basar anya azal in yusa, poverty follows after poverty. This poor man only had water to drink, has no way of fixing his issue. From Rabbi Amiri Shavamina used to think, Hi, Delo Achli Yarka, Mikisha, Da'asar Gina'a. The reason people don't eat vegetable directly from the bundle tied by the gardener, or the tied as a bundle like leeks and garlic, and they're careful not to leave the bundle tied and pull out a vegetable and eat it. Rather, they first untie the bundle, then eat the vegetables. Why? Because it looks like you're being a raftam. All right. I don't know how to explain that, but it's not a becoming way of behavior. I can't wait. Just grab it. No, the problem is it's going to cause somebody susceptible to become susceptible to witchcraft. So if someone behaves like that, then kishuf can get on him, but if not, it's harder to impact him. Story time. Rav Chista v'Rabbi Rahuna Havakazli ba'arba. They were on their way on a boat. Whoa. To Amar Lahu Ahima Tunisa. There was this noble woman who said to them, Oson ba'adaychu, seat me, you know, together with you on the boat. Let me sit with you. Rashi says, Hoshivinu, Hoshivunia imchem besmina. Lois Vua, they didn't see her on the boat, and Amar Milsi, and she started to say some sort of lachash, or she says lachash shemachshefa, some sort of spell. Asarta la'arban, it stopped the boat, and the boat didn't move. Says Rashi, Shalozazim Mimkoma, it didn't move from its place. Amu Inu Milsa, they said a spell to counteract that. Rashi says, Afhema Yubiki and Bedavar, they didn't do it. For Osan Hatzil Ma'aswan Miyada Hamikshal, Vigadami Shamu Shame Velo Mucha Milsa. Anyway, they tried it. And Shayua, the boat, started to move on its way. Amalahu, so she says to them, Mayalahu, what can I do to you? Rashi says, Shayin Machsheva Sholtos Bechame, you know, I can't rule over you. You're guarding over anything that would be able to go and give you have power over you. You don't wipe yourself with shards of pottery after you have to go to the bathroom. You don't kill lice when it's on your clothing. Rashi says, you don't kill this lice when it's on your clothing. And you don't eat the vegetables that are bundled up, tied up in the garden. The reason people don't eat the vegetables that fell from the table, because it's disgusting, it fell. No, because it gives you bad breath. I used to think, the reason that people don't sit under a drain pipe, that the water flows down to the ground, right? Rashi says, Sinar Makalech Mayim, and a gag takes on the roof. Bashum Shofkin, because it's gross water. Rashi Shami Yardu Alav, Mayim Usam Makalchim Mitashmish, Amishtamshin, Alagag, Vashokham Mitashmish. Vehin Bayan Lucina, all this grossness comes down the thing. He used to do all these activities on the roof, and therefore the water that's used in these things became all dirty and spilled down and flowed through the gutters and come down for the people underneath. But he said, no, Mishum the Shikha Mazikin, it's a place where demons go ahead and they hang out, and that's why. Story time. Hanu Shakolai Dahavu Daruchavisa Decham. Rather, these two porters that were carrying a barrel of wine. Rashi says, right, no say masos be shechar. And abo li'itfuchei, they wanted to relax. They just wanted to sit down, chill, do their thing. Osfua tu se marzeva, they put the barrel underneath the drain pipe where there was a demon that was over there, but they didn't see the demon, obviously. And Paka, the demon, caused it to explode. Also, look at the Marbar of Ashi, and what they want to do? They wanted to they bring the demon to court to pay for it. Apek shipure shamte. He took out chauffeurs and he put him into actually to the mazik. He put it into cherem. Asad al-Kameh, the demon then came in front of Rav Ashi. Amalei, he says to him, Amai tabidachi, why'd you do this? Why'd you break the barrel? Amalei, hechi evid ki osve bunai. What do you want me to do? He put the barrel in my ear and I was sleeping. She says, Shivu, but as nevish I see yoshim sham. Amar Lay, so he says to him, Adva Dukta the Shikhi Rabbim, my boys. What are we doing in a place where you know the Rabbim hang out? Atu Dishanis, you're the one who acted not okay. Zosham, go and pay. Amar Lay, said the demon, said back to Maravashi, Hashan Nami Likba Limar Zimna Vefra. Okay, now you said, Chayev, let the master set a time for me to raise, you know, to raise the money, and I'm gonna pay by a certain time. Set it up. Cover his money. They set up a time. Came out to Zimna Yaakov. When it came time, he didn't pay. He didn't come to pay. When he eventually came, Marvashi says to him, "Am I lost of Zimna? Why don't you come on time? When you pay back on time?" Amalei said back, "I couldn't come up with the money. Why? Because Kol Mili Ditzayir V'Chasim V'Koyel Mini Yilesle Salim Rishus Lamishkamenei. Anything that's wrapped, sealed, measured, or counted, we're not able to go on to take from it. Ad the mashkichinan mide the hefkera. So we find something that is hefker, that's ownerless. Then we're able to go ahead and we could touch it. We could take it. V'yamar Abaye, Meresh Avamina used to think that hi, the shadimai mi puma de chatzpah, the reason people spill water from the mouth of a pitcher before they go and they drink from it, which apparently was something that was done. Rashi says, "Ashos said bekat shofech tchila min amayim, laharitz yisvil into the water mishum tzivtza, because of these little splinters." Rashi says, "Ksamim bekashen shal pnei hamayim, is sitting on top of it." Amalimar mishum deika mayim arayim. No, because there's harmful water that's over there. Demons maybe drank from the pitcher and made it harmful, and spilling out some of the water makes the water totally fine. Says Rashi, "Palm shoshoshem." Shade vizu takana, so say fix it. Story time. Hahu bar shida da have a beer on papa. There was this demon who was attending to the house of our papa. Also, lasui my minari went to bring water from the river. Yaakov delayed before he came back. He also amalei amai kaptim. He came back. He said, "Why did you delay?"
delay. Amar Lo, he said, because ad dechalfi mamirayim. I was waiting until the bad waters are coming. But he saw demons drink from this water, and he was waiting for the harmful waters to pass downstream. The water would be bringing for Papa's house, so it would be safe for them to be able to drink. Adahachi. In the meantime, beep, turn the page, kofav menalav. Chazanu, the kashadu mayam yipum dechatzpah. The demon saw that they were spilling water from the mouth of the pitcher. Amar, so he said, Iav yadana derigi lusu. If I would know that you're accustomed to this, I never would have delayed. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.